In Florida, a state official can only be removed from office by the legislature or the governor. Now, one local lawmaker wants to put that power in the hands of the people. Prompted by a rise in what he calls ethical issues by some Tallahassee legislators over the past couple of years, St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Rick Kreisman filed a bill last week that would allow the public to recall state officials by petition. If passed, Florida would become the 19th state to do so.
In looking at the law, what I discovered was that the only way to remove an elected official, at least in the House or the Senate, was by an action of the House or Senate or the governor, and that the citizens didn't have that right. It also was apparent from looking at the law that citizens didn't have the right to remove a governor or a member of the governor's cabinet. So that's really what kind of spurred my wanting to file a bill that would give the citizens that right and that power.
To recall a cabinet member or governor under House Joint Resolution 785, signatures totaling 15% of the total votes cast in the last election for that office would have to be gathered, including at least one signed petition from every one of Florida's 67 counties. Legislative recall would require 20%. To date, only two governors have ever been recalled, California Governor Gray Davis in 2003 and North Dakota Governor Lynn Frazier back in 1921. Kreisman says that's because it's not an easy thing to accomplish.
It isn't, you know, and purposely so. It isn't an easy process, but it's not an impossible process. I tried to create legislation that tracked what was happening in the other states, and there are 18 around the country that have a recall process in place. And certainly it's not something that happens a lot, but as California demonstrated not too long ago, it is possible to do it.
Kreisman's announcement came on the heels of Republican Governor Rick Scott's rejection of almost $2.5 billion in federal money for a high-speed rail line between Tampa and Orlando. Kreisman says the timing was not intentional.
This is an idea that wasn't hatched overnight. It wasn't in response to any actions taken by a particular governor who sits in the governor's mansion in Tallahassee.
Some are suggesting that Governor Scott's decision to reject the federal rail money has more to do with appeasing his Tea Party base and positioning himself for a future political run, possibly the 2012 presidential race, than it does with his concern for Florida taxpayers. Kreisman says people are justified in questioning that decision.
By not taking the money, you can't argue that it's going to help us with the deficit, because it's not. It's going to go to one of the other states that is moving forward with rail. Additionally, the timing of it I found was interesting, too, because from what I understand, there were businesses in the industry who were willing, if given the chance to submit a bid, to not only be on the hook for any overruns and the construction costs, but also for the operational expenses, which would have left Florida with no vulnerability whatsoever regarding this. And the governor never even gave that a chance. It certainly appears that anything that has to do with President Obama is something that Governor Scott is going to be against.
Last Thursday, 26 state senators, including one of Scott's first Senate backers, Lakeland Republican Paula Dockery, signed a letter condemning his decision and asking federal authorities for time to come up with another way to keep the rail money from going to other states. On Friday, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood gave them a week to come up with a plan. 26 is a significant number in that the Florida Senate could override any future veto of rail money. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Marzilli.